Now, how can you be your best self for your business? Or indeed, how can you help your employees to be their best selves in order to make your business a success? Well, Paul Clark is the founder of Connect Performance, and he believes that the focus should be on ability to perform as opposed to capability. Well, he joins me now to tell us what exactly he means by all of this. Paul, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Mary.
So, Paul, you work with entrepreneurs, startup owners, business leaders to reach their peak, I suppose. But maybe before we get into that, you might tell us about your own background.
So the business I operate at the moment is called Connect Performance. So as you said there, I operate at the kind of the intersection of human performance and personal success, if you like. And then, of course, that leads to ongoing professional success. So my approach is to guide, coach and mentor, I guess, entrepreneurs, startup owners, small business owners through a principle and process-based solution that's science-backed that tends to operate quite well for them. That's what I'm doing right now. And then I also have a sports performance consultancy called MatchFit. So and we operate there in the sports space, obviously, working with kind of teams, clubs, organizations by way of helping them integrate the functions that they have within those existing.
And you believe performability should be prioritized over capability in order to create a successful business. Can you talk to us about what you mean by that?
It's a common question because the two terms are kind of used interchangeably, but they're quite different in my eyes. So if you take, say, capability as being your skill set within your role. So for example, in our conversation here, there's probably not a wild pile I can teach you about broadcasting, if you like, or presenting. However, where I can kind of come into play is people's ability to access their capability, which I call their performability. And that's to explain it very, very simply, Mary. If I say to you right now, how do you feel today? Up to 80% of people would answer kind of feel okay. And if you ask them to put a score on that, they'll say 5 or 6 out of 10. The average kind of comes in my research, about 5.4 out of 10. So as I look at that, it's quite simple to understand then that if you only feel, say, 5 out of 10, you're not going to suddenly put in a performance that rates 9 out of 10. You can't outperform your perception of how you feel. And that's okay today because we're human and we all go up and down on a daily basis. But if that happens over weeks, months, years, you can suddenly see how someone with a high level of capability is governed only by their ability to access that. So your capability might be 9 out of 10, but your ability to access it governs that. And if that's 5 out of 10, I guess the equation that I use then is that your performance is your capability multiplied by your ability. So again, your ability is acting like a brake on your capability. So what I help people to do in that regard, Mary, is help them break through, help them to release that handbrake, turn off the autopilot, if you like, and help them to break through then to their natural state, their peak performance.
Okay, so it's really about the person's own personal performance, I suppose. That's impacting how they work in business, you know, whether you're a business owner or business leader or you're an employee.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, if you take that, so I tend to work with the individual or groups of individuals, if you like. So say, for example, in a business that might have 10 or 15 people, whilst I'll speak with the 10 or 15 people as a group, I work individually because the team is made up of a series of individuals. It's like the old saying that the strength of the pack is the wolf. So it's to bring everybody's game up and help everybody level up and help everybody access a higher level of performance. And if you do that, it aggregates across the team, which then reflects in the business results. Because I believe that even though my solution is not one size fits all, it's customized, it's individualized, if you like, you need to operate at that level. Because I think the days of going into a business or a group of people and applying a one size fits all kind of spray and pray solution is gone. You know, training interventions are too expensive now for people to just, you know, hit and hope, if you like, and spray and pray. So it has to be far more incisive, and it's got to be something that works and gives a return on investment.
I suppose the person themselves, be it the manager or employee, they have to, I suppose, concentrate on themselves. And maybe people don't always have time for that. They might have lots going on at home, whether it's family they're caring for or whatever else it is that is happening in their lives. But you have to, I suppose, give yourself time and concentrate on yourself and try and get yourself right so that, you know, you're in your best peak performance, I suppose, on a personal level, so that you can perform at your best at everything, you know, not just in your job.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because, you know, if there's people, if you're a freelancer, that's a solopreneur, if you like, on your own, you know, your performance is your responsibility equally well. If there are people working with you and for you, you set the standard, you set the bar. Now, notwithstanding that, as you mentioned there, people's lives are very, very busy. So what I try and do is through the 9 to 5 solution, that's what I call it, is to help people introduce balance into their lives and help people understand how to take back control, to not be controlled by their day and by their tasks, but how to actually take back control so that they're kind of driving the bus, for want of a better phrase, instead of being driven all the time. And then, you know, the importance of that for someone who's got a range of employees is that they set the bar, they set the tone, they set the standard. So people are always kind of looking at the leader, the owner, in this case. So it's awfully important that they, I suppose, have agency over their own personal performance, so that they're setting the example, so that people are kind of looking upward and going, okay, I see how business is done here. I see how to perform here. And then through that, then they're able to share, they're able to lead better, they're able to manage better, instead of having to, I guess, just to kind of get out of their own way on an ongoing basis. So to kind of come back to what you said at the start there, it's all really about putting on your own life jacket first. So you got to look after yourself. You got to prioritize yourself before anybody else. So that's whether you're working, you know, for a range of clients and you just work by yourself, for yourself, or whether you're a manager, leader, owner that's got a, you know, host of employees. You've got to put yourself first, because if you don't, nobody else really will.
Mm. And, you know, if there is an issue at the top, be it with the manager or owner, and they're stressed and they're not able to deal with things well, that passes down the chain, really, doesn't it? And it can affect morale among employees and then can lead to, you know, a mass exodus, and then you've lost your team.
It does, of course, yeah. And that's, the whole talent exodus, staff turnovers is a massive issue for businesses, not alone because just losing talented people, the costs involved are astronomical. You know, I mean, if you want to replace, say, a member of your sales team, when you extrapolate out the costs, it can cost upwards of €60,000 at any given time. So that's a huge investment that's gone south on you. I think the whole thing really is to help people understand that there's a kind of a complexity to performance, but that we can kind of simplify it. And that's really what I try and do through helping people take a principle-backed approach to the whole thing. So I have this set of principles called the 5S, that help people, I guess, crystallize what personal performance is all about. So really what I look at through using some science and data that's individualized to the person is look at things like stress, sleep, staying active, the sustenance, which is the nutrition effectively, and psychology, a bit of wordplay there. Obviously, psychology begins with P, but we'll go with it for this. So just helping people distill it down into those 5 areas there. And there are more, but they work for a start. When people kind of get to grips with these bedrock habits and take control of them, they begin to start seeing that, you know, they move from 5 feeling 5 out of 10 to 5.5 to 6 to 6 out of 10 to 7 out of 10. And equally well, that arrests the decline within the business, because there's like a law of decline that happens within a business that's almost invisible and tangible, because the business can be operating, say, even at 8 out of 10 today. But what happens when it slips to 7.9, 7.8, 7.6? And those, as I said, they're quite intangible, you know, invisible differences. However, all of a sudden, one day comes and the business is kind of operating at 5 out of 10 and everybody begins to panic. Nobody knows what to do, because that it's almost like driving with your foot on the accelerator and brake at the same time. People begin spinning their wheels because their own performability is challenged. They're just, I guess, running around in circles, and that's where businesses run into issues. So when you kind of trace it all back to look at the cause instead of the symptoms, you begin to understand quite quickly that people don't really have a grasp on personal performance. And you, again, if you multiply that across the business, it becomes obvious then that the business cannot function well, even though the people within it are highly capable.
Sometimes when smaller businesses, you know, hear this kind of language or this kind of training, sure, you know, that's, I suppose, you know, focused on the person as opposed to the actual job, you know, they might think, well, you know, this is aimed at a bigger multinational. But I suppose all those multinationals started somewhere. You know, they started as a small business, you know, be they sole trader or whatever it is. You know, working on the person will ultimately benefit a business, really, won't it?
Yeah, it does, of course. I mean, I'd strongly argue, Mary, that it's more applicable to, say, the startups and the small businesses, because they really, really have to, I guess, mind every penny, everything counts, everything they do counts, every action they take counts, because the bigger companies can, I guess, mask some of the mistakes, and some of the mistakes get lost, and the fact that they're quite cash rich. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't come back to haunt them eventually. But with the smaller business, because it's people centric, this type of work tends to be far, far more important. And it's why I've developed and tried to continue to evolve the solution using kind of data and science, so as that people have something that they can rely on and that's individualized, as opposed to just being something that's plucked out of thin air with internet wisdom, if you like, based on internet memes, and that people can kind of evaluate that. I can show them clearly the return on investment. And that's important for a small business. So, you know, small business that spend 1, 2, 5, 10,000 and something, they need to see a tangible return, and they need to be able to gauge the return on that. So I think in the era of training and learning and development, there's quite a lot of material out there that will require quite a lot of investment. However, it's questionable how much we can kind of actually gauge the return on that investment. And I think that's massively important as a first step for people to understand that with the small business, the entrepreneur, the startup, that everything counts, but that they actually need also to understand in reciprocity that in order for the business to grow, the individual units within the business have to grow also commensurately.
Okay, well, look, Paul, we are going to have to leave there, but for any businesses that are listening that, you know, would be interested in making contact with yourself, what's the best way to do so or to get more information?
Probably the best place to start in place is my website. It's connectperformance.ie. You'll also find me on Facebook, the company page, Connect Performance, and LinkedIn is a place where I do quite a bit of work there as well. So if they type in Paul Clark, Connect Performance, Paul Clark Perform, they're going to find me there.
Well, look, Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mary.
Paul Clark there, founder of Connect Performance. Well, that is about it for this evening's In Business. My thanks to all of my guests, Tom Leach and Mo McKeown, Sive O'Halloran, Emma and Evan Diggan, Norma O'Shea and Paul Clark.